Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, exemplified a deep respect and care for the environment and animals, emphasizing the interconnectedness of all creation and the responsibility of humans to protect and preserve it. His teachings and practices laid a foundation for environmental ethics and animal rights that continue to inspire and guide Muslims today. Key teachings and practices: environmental conservation, protection of trees and plants. The Prophet, peace be upon him, emphasized the importance of planting and protecting trees. He said, "If a Muslim plants a tree or sows seeds, and then a bird, or a person, or an animal eats from it, it is regarded as a charitable gift, sadaqa, for him." Sahih Bukhari. Avoiding wastefulness, he warned against wastefulness in all forms, including the use of water. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Do not waste water, even if performing ablution on the banks of a fast-flowing river." Ibn Majah. Conservation of resources. The Prophet, peace be upon him, encouraged moderation in consumption and the conservation of resources. This principle is derived from the Quranic verse, "O children of Adam, take your adornment at every masjid, and eat and drink, but be not excessive. Indeed, he likes not those who commit excess." Quran 7:31. Land stewardship. He advocated for responsible land use and stewardship. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "The world is green and beautiful, and Allah has appointed you as his stewards over it. He sees how you acquit yourselves." Sahih Muslim. Animal rights, kindness to animals. The Prophet, peace be upon him, taught that kindness to animals is a virtue. He narrated a story of a man who was forgiven by Allah for giving water to a thirsty dog, saying, "There is a reward for serving any animate, living being." Sahih Bukhari. Prohibition of cruelty. He prohibited cruelty towards animals, emphasizing that they should not be overburdened or mistreated. The Prophet, peace be upon him, once saw a camel that was emaciated due to neglect and said, "Fear Allah in your treatment of these animals who cannot speak." Abu Dawud. Proper treatment of animals. The Prophet, peace be upon him, instructed that animals should be treated with respect and dignity. For instance, he forbade the use of animals as targets for shooting practice. Sahih Muslim. Rights of animals. He also emphasized that animals have rights. For example, when passing by a donkey that had been branded on its face, he condemned the act, saying, "Allah curses the one who brands animals on their faces or hits them on their faces." Sahih Muslim. Humane slaughter. The Prophet, peace be upon him, provided guidance on humane slaughtering practices, ensuring that animals are not subjected to unnecessary suffering. He said, "When you slaughter, do so in the best possible manner. Sharpen your knife so as to cause as little pain as possible." Sahih Muslim. Wisdom and benefits. Holistic environmental ethics. The Prophet's, peace be upon him, teachings on environmental conservation promote a holistic approach to environmental ethics, emphasizing the interconnectedness of all creation and the role of humans as stewards. Sustainability and moderation. His emphasis on avoiding wastefulness and conserving resources encourages sustainable living and moderation in consumption, which are crucial for environmental preservation. Compassion and mercy. The Prophet's, peace be upon him, teachings on animal rights underscore the importance of compassion and mercy towards all living beings. This fosters a culture of kindness and respect for animals. Balance and responsibility. The principles of responsible land use and stewardship promote a balanced approach to environmental conservation, where humans are accountable for their actions and their impact on the environment. Community and charity. The idea that planting trees and protecting the environment can be acts of charity, sadaqa, integrates environmental conservation with community welfare and spiritual rewards. Conclusion. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, set a profound example in promoting environmental conservation and animal rights through his teachings and practices. His emphasis on moderation, compassion, and responsible stewardship offers timeless guidance for fostering a sustainable and ethical relationship with the natural world. By following his example, Muslims can contribute to the preservation of the environment and the well-being of all living creatures, aligning their actions with the principles of their faith.